Chapter 2. The Princess of Equestria. Princess Luna raised an eyebrow at Celestia. "Are you really asking me that again?" The blue mare trotted around her sister in a circle, wondering if her sibling would ever learn to trust her. Celestia hardly ever let any pony know when she was worried, but Luna always could tell. And right now, Celestia's golden neckplate jewelry was on slightly crooked. Otherwise, Celestia was the picture of perfection. "I know I need to start my journey, for it is long, but I just want to be absolutely sure," Celestia replied from the seat of the carriage. A soft pink glow came from her horn. She lifted a saddlebag, bearing a picture of her golden sun cutie mark onto the seat next to her. "You're positive you can handle Canterlot on your own, even with the situation at Horseshoe Bay? I wish you would have more faith in me, Selly." "I do, it's just that..." Luna's face grew serious. "All right, you caught me. I'm planning to transform to Nightmare Moon mode as soon as you leave the border." It was her favorite way to fuss with Celestia. After Luna had acted up and been banished to the moon, her sister was very touchy about the subject. But the two sisters were past that now. Celestia rolled her eyes, and Luna's face broke into a devious smirk. "Just teasing you, sister. I know that you worry about me watching over the day, so I've brought in some pony who is very competent to help out at your school and to look over Canterlot while I rest. Surprise! A purple alicorn with a pink star-shaped cutie mark trotted up to meet them. Princess Luna said you needed a little bit of assistance." "Twilight Sparkle!" Celestia exclaimed, embracing the pony. "What a pleasure it is to see you again, my faithful student! I hope you're not too put out by this request." "Not at all, Princess," Twilight replied with a grin. "I can think of nothing more exhilarating than watching over your class for a few days." Twilight revealed a gigantic jalopy full of books. "In fact, I've even brought some special reading material that I know your students will be delighted with. I can't wait to discuss wing theory with them. Have you guys covered metamorphosis spells yet? Maybe I'll start with the good old apple-to-orange experiment." Twilight laughed and added, "I'll make sure all of the class frogs are out of the room for that one." She winked. Twilight had once accidentally transformed a poor frog into an orange by mistake. "Thank you," Celestia smirked. "Whatever lessons you decide to work on, I know my colts and fillies are in good hooves now. But Twilight..."
"Yes, Princess?"
Twilight perked up, eyes wide and purple wings outspread. She looked electric with excitement about her impending stint in academia. "Please make sure they have a little fun as well, okay? It's almost the summer break, for Star Swirl's sake." Celestia nudged the young alicorn with her hoof. "You have a good time, too." Luna giggled. Twilight crinkled her eyes in confusion. "What's not fun about speed reading through the entire Encyclopedia Equestria and then quizzing each other on it?" Celestia laughed, patting her faithful student on her purple mane. "You be sure to let me know when you figure it out, Twilight."
"Ooh, with a letter update?"
Twilight's sparkle brightened, "just like I used to." Celestia's thoughts flashed to the mountain of letters about friendship from Twilight in that one closet of her bedroom quarters. On second thought, "Only send me a letter, if necessary, to update me on the kingdom news. You and Princess Luna together, okay?" That seemed to be a good compromise and a perfect way to set Celestia's mind at ease.
"That's it?"
Twilight's face contorted. "But what if I learn about..."
"We'll just do as you ask, sister," Luna interrupted, bowing her head. She winked at her sister.
Twilight was obviously still learning to rein it in. "No more, no less. We promise you that, right, Princess Twilight?"
"Of course," Twilight sighed, fighting her addiction to friendship letters.
The princesses smiled and waved their hooves at Celestia. "Have a wonderful trip!"
"I shall try," Celestia nodded solemnly. She thought of her friend's desperate plea and couldn't help but imagine it wasn't going to be much of a lighthearted vacation. Celestia trotted off down the corridor to pack her saddlebags, reassuring herself with the fact that the kingdom would be just fine in her absence. She only looked back over her shoulder at Twilight and Luna twice to make sure that nothing had gone awry yet.